Hi, my name is Jane Austen Dickey, and if you will permit me to just perhaps read a portion of this synopsis of I Never Played Catch with My Father. This is a novel that has touched so many and continues to do so, and I think will continue to do so for all time. It's not just about baseball. Baseball in this story is a metaphor for life. It's not about just fathers and sons. It's about mothers and sons and fathers and daughters and any way you want to construct the relationship. It's about people. It's about realizing that what we leave behind are not the things, the accumulation of wealth and all that. What we really leave behind is that part of us that remains in the hearts and lives of those who remain after we're gone. I Never Played Catch with My Father. Synopsis. In the midst of my day-to-day madness, I long for simpler times. And at day's end, I'm left with only my longing. The world knows James T. Phelan is a Harvard-educated, well-heeled baby boomer, banker, investor, lawyer, a one-time farm boy from rural Texas, and one of the wealthiest men in America. What the world does not know is that James Phelan, the youngest of three Phelan children, is fighting personal demons. He struggles to come to grips with stilted childhood memories. Jim finds himself at a place where fame and fortune are not enough and questions his whole being. What now? Jim's most painful regret is that he cannot recall a single playful moment spent with his stern and rigid father, who, in most respects, was a model parent. He still remembers the lasting sting of disappointment he felt as a child, whenever his father chose to do more important things. He is surprised that even at 41, such memories still weigh so heavily about him. Quote, surely by now such things would have long ago faded to the foggy domain of lesser things. End of quote. They had not. As a young boy, Jim Phelan ate, slept, and dreamed baseball. He fondly recalls his very first Little League game and his stunning heroics that won the game for his beloved Rosedale Dodgers. That lasting memory was also laced with regret that his father had not been there. That and other failures symbolize the absence of a deep heart and soul connection so vital to fathers and sons. It is an absence that cannot be completely filled. No amount of wealth and fame can fill the emptiness. That is what Jim feels now. The pain has been masked by success, not erased. Now his father is seriously ill and only a shadow of the tall, proud man he once was. Jim comes to realize that being a billionaire and having the material world on a silver platter cannot provide him memories of experiences he never had. He finds himself longing for the joys of a simpler life, and wondering just who James Theodore Phelan really is. Jim remembers the soft, sweet voice and the fragrance of the high school sweetheart everyone thought he would marry. He daydreams of sauntering barefoot with his siblings down a quiet, secluded country road, skipping stones on a crystal blue lake in the summer sun, and enjoying the company of long-ago friends. Jim wonders about these friends and whatever happened to their lives over the years. Years passed so quickly. In night dreams and daydreams, he still sees their youthful faces, hears their distant voices. Most importantly, his mind is awash with thoughts of the father he never really knew and understood. And more, he hears the reverberating footsteps of time, and knows that life is slipping away a day at a time. He focuses on the new millennium with a degree of foreboding and begins to audit his life. Jim is driven to seek resolution, but is it too late? One thing is certain. His life has reached a moment of decision. Then there is Elise, a brilliant woman, successful author, the love of his life, a girlfriend whose caring and support has been and continues to be so vital to his life. How can he tell her that an irresistible force demanding he returns to his roots is drawing him in, insisting he confront his fears, demons? With his father near death, and his mind swirling with stilted and unresolved memories of him, Jim is forced to confront the truth about his childhood and about how he views his father. At 41 years of age, he realizes that what matters most are the memories or lack of memories. He lures us into his life, his world, where his billions are not enough to guide him through the pain and conflict. James T. Phelan stands at a crossroads, facing a decision that will change his life. Time is running out.